Well,
we don't have a speaker tonight. We've got the talker Millie. Is that why so many people stayed home? No, we had a good class last night, though. And somebody took time to write about one of the happenings in the class. And I just thought that was phenomenal. Shannon, most of you know Shannon.
Yeah.
She took time to write down her experience in class. Mm-hmm. Is that great?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
That was really...
I read it. Yeah.
You did, honey?
I did. I saw it.
Was that good?
Yeah.
Anybody else get a chance to read it? You did? What do you think of that, kids?
Awesome.
Now, that didn't take a lot of effort, but boy, could she have given me and the Angel Kingdom any nicer gift than that, to take the time to do that. We just plain had a good night last night. Now, what I'd like to do is, most everybody here knows Millie's the Bible thumper. You know, I wholeheartedly believe in this Bible, and anybody that doesn't believe in it, it's because they haven't read it themselves. If you go and just hear somebody preach and tell you what's in the Bible, you may get turned against it. But it is the most loving book that has ever been written. I don't believe anybody, even today, with all of our great education, could have written this Bible as well as this was written eons of time ago. So I advise everybody, please don't just go and have somebody read it for you. Please read it yourself. And I advise you, starting with the New Testament, the time of Jesus Christ on, because he really came down to straighten a lot of that out where people were so scared. You know, they were so scared in those old days. We don't want to be scared of anything so big and so needed as God. So I just want to give you a couple quotes here. Don't you realize I'm over here in Corinthians 3. Don't you realize that all of you together are the house of God? And that the Spirit of God lives among you in his house? Not some guy sitting out on a golden highway somewhere. So take that and see what it says to you. It says, don't you realize that all of you together are the house of God, and that the Spirit of God lives among you in his house? See, we're all bubbles of God. Stop fooling yourself if you count yourself above average in intelligence as judged by this world standards. You'd be better put this all aside and be a fool rather than let it hold you back from the true wisdom from above. For the wisdom of the world is foolishness to God. As it says in the book of Job, God uses man's own brilliance to trap him. He stumbles over his own wisdom and falls. Well, just the other day I heard of another person say, I don't want to hear about God. That is the most stupid thing I've ever heard. This people running around talking God stuff. All I can do is pray for him, isn't it? Because I'm not out to convince him. He'll have to learn that on his own. So don't be proud of following the wise men of this world, for God's already given you everything you need. And then over here in Corinthians 13, it says, all the special gifts and powers from God will someday come to an end, but love goes on forever. So why collect something that's not going to be with you forever? Bigger, fancier house? Bigger, fancier car? Why collect something that you can't take with you forever? And love is the only thing. And the only way you get it is by giving it away. So this precious treasure, that light and power that now shines within us, is held in a perishable container. That is in our weak bodies. Held in our weak bodies. Everyone can see that the glorious power within us must be from God and not as our own. That's why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our inner strength in the Lord is growing every day. that we know when we, but the tent that we live now is taken down. And when we do die and leave these bodies, we will have wonderful new bodies in heaven. That means you step out of the flesh and you're in your body of light. What could be more plain than that? Is that plain and simple? Is that easy? Now that's in the Bible. So now we can look forward with confidence to our heavenly bodies, realizing that every moment we spend in these earthly bodies is time spent away from our eternal home in Jesus. Yes, our Bill Edelman left us, but he's more alive than he was when he was in these body, in this body. And he knew God, and he knew. And he knew what it was like when he stepped free. Now, keep all that in mind. Now, let me come over here to another avenue of thought. Picture a can. I want to call it a milk can, a trash can, a can, you know, holding stuff. And before you came to Earth, you being alive and healthy and wise and knowing what you really needed, here's our Charlene, you put in that can what you would need for this life. And when you pick your parents, some of you picked parents that were soaking themselves on alcohol. Others picked your parents that all they wanted to do was get money. Others picked your parents. Well, you picked your parents for a reason, so that you would be given certain lessons, because they're lessons that you need. And you say, oh, good grief. Picked my parents. They did nothing but drink all the time. They had that. Yeah. Well, you picked them. And the reason that you would have picked them, it's what you needed. So you didn't just start because you jumped into mama's tummy. You were living before you came here, and you brought with you what you needed in order to learn the lessons that you need to learn in this time. Is that making any sense? Okay, all right. It's all so simple that I know you've all heard it before, but let's really think about it. Take a look at yourself. The Bible says, man, know yourself. That means us women too, you know. Whoa, men. Whoa, man. But we have, if we came on this earth for a purpose, and that was to try to get rid of some of the mistakes that we had before. And a lot of times we put ourselves under the condition that we had put others under when we were here in our last flesh. This is not just fun and games. Everything is a purpose. So you can choose parents that are alcoholics, because last time you might have been tripping over your own kids because you were drunk all the time. We don't know. We don't know. I'm just using that as an example, okay? It might be that that you just love to knock people's heads every time you saw them, you know? And so this time you come down and you pick parents that just every time you stand up, they slap you across the head. Now, I'm painting pictures, remember, okay? The whole Bible paints pictures with words. So now, so if you take a look at your life and what it has been and what's in it and what you're doing and what you've succeeded at and what you've, quote, failed at, things that you wish you hadn't done, things you wish you had done, behavior that you wish you had or had not done, it's all for a purpose. This is not just a game that we're playing. This is life on earth, and we'll be free of the body, every one of us will be free of the body, just like our Bill is. Now, I can't talk about your life, and I don't think I have too much to tell in mine that you haven't already heard, because I talk a lot, don't I? But when I picked a farm where I could study nature. And that's all I did have to study. You know, I didn't have anybody to really play with except my brother. And the cats and dogs and the pigs and chickens, you see. That's all I had to play with. All right, you're tired of hearing that, but that's my life. That's what my life is, has been, and will always be, even though I don't have the pigs and chickens and cats and the dogs now. But it's still in there, isn't it? It's still in there. It's my experiences. Now, it's the same as if, for instance, you had never seen a boat, and all of a sudden you're out there, and here's this boat going over the water, and you're going, oh, what can it do? How does it do that? What is that? Right? So when I went into the grown-up world, here I am going, what now? Where am I supposed to be? What am I supposed to say? I never opened my mouth. People told me to sit over there. I'd sit over there. I was so shy. I didn't know how to get along with people, and I thought everybody knew more than me. And why would I speak up when other people know so much more than me? So you take a look at that, and here I am now. Again, one of the first jobs is, after I got done a few months, and I worked at the telephone company before I moved from Western Pennsylvania to the Eastern Pennsylvania. One of the things that I did, my first job, was work in a mental institution. I didn't know that I was there for learning. I was there for learning. And the reason they put me there, I was a tough mountain girl. I don't look like it now. I look like a weak little old lady, but I was a tough mountain girl. Okay, so they put me on the violent ward thinking that I could handle it. Well, apparently I could, because apparently I did. But how I have carried that all through my life. There are people sitting in prisons now where they have done such awful things that they may even have to lose their own life. They may go in the electric chair. So we don't, you know, everybody knows about that, right? Surely, you know, that does exist, yes. Well, it could be that they are just like one of the people that was in the mental institution, this beautiful lady that has marked my life forever, that is sweet and wonderful, and all of a sudden just like, whoom, and leaping over chairs, leaping over tables, boom, 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 banging everybody, like, you know, well, let's just see what damage I can do here because I don't like you. And this sweet, wonderful woman turned into this creature of fear. And all we could do was hold her forcibly, take her down for electric shock. And then when she came out of the electric shock, oh, what did I do? What did I do? Did I hurt anybody? What did I do? Oh, my. There is a brain damage that can cause those people that are sitting in prison today to have had that exact thing happen. I can't go in there and evaluate all the prisoners and everything. Nobody wants to see me go try to do that anyway. But this can happen. And most of you know the story about Ruth and her cat, this beautiful little kitten. It was just so adorable. He was so cute, to make the long story short. She loved him so much. Ruth is that lady that heads the science department of the university in Greenville, North Carolina. Most of you have met her, I think. And I guarantee if she ever met you, she would never forget you. She's got a mind that's like a steel trap. Here she got this little kitten, oh, and she just loved him so much. And then all of a sudden, one day, it was boom, he attacked her. He didn't just attack her easy. I mean, he ripped her flesh. And she had to take the whole year off from school, from her class. And now this year, she's back, but she's just teaching a small group of the more advanced students, like 18 or something like that for the year. That cat now, what happened to him? He had to be put away and had to be put to sleep. Broke her heart. Now, was the cat just like this lady? Had he just had a mental explosion? All right, I can't do anything with any of that, but I can use it for my life, can't I? That's one page in my book of life. Please, everybody, go back and look at your book that you've been living. What is it that you can have learned from that? I love it when you people let me share your lives, and I get to learn from your book. I just cuddled Jim there tonight and tell him how proud I am of him, because he shared some of his book with me for, 20 years or so. And same with Dennis there and David. And well, now, we need to share our learnings with other people. And it doesn't make you any better or worse. It just is what we're all walking this road of life. And you as a school teacher, honey, can do so much of this. It's wonderful. You don't have to be better than all those kids. It's just that you're in a different stage of learning and you can share it with them, right? Well, now that's one little page in my book. Are you thinking about your book that you're experiencing? Are you thinking about your book, Spencer?
Yeah.
Everybody think about your book, because you're the only one that will ever really read that book. You're the only one that will ever really read it. Then I was so shy that Joyce and her hubby were friends of my husband's in New Jersey, so they got to be my friend. But still, you got to know I'm shy. What if I can understand shy people better now. Had I not been that shy? And she's washing her hair and she's leaning over the bathtub. And it's so awkward. And oh, this is so tiring. She said, she's going to wash your hair now. I said, would you like me to rinse it for you? Well, now, being raised on the farm, we didn't have hot water. So when you're going to rinse your hair, you use cold. You got hot water just to put in the pan so you can rinse your hair. You're right with me? But then you just use the cold water when you're going to rinse your hair. And so I made the water cold, and it hit her head. And she goes, oh, no, I don't want that cold. Do you know that, you realize that that has stuck in me? Do you realize how bad I felt? Do you realize that is a page in my book? And she never knew that she wrote that page. But I was so shy that I was miserable. Another time I went to somebody's house and the tea kettle was sitting there and I, for whatever reason, I don't know, I moved it just over on the other burner, and not knowing that the burner was on, I burnt the bottom of their tea kettle. Do you realize that bothered me? That is still in my book. That's another page in my book. Are you with me, everybody?
Yes.
Now, what is this? Can I learn from that? I could say to somebody, oh, don't put cold water on my head, and they wouldn't think anything of it. But when you're really shy, just stepping out in the world and thinking everybody knew more than you, so what could we do? Are we helping each other along the road, or are we teaching each other lessons? What's this all about? All these marks, all these pages in my book of learning. Now then, again, most of you heard the day that I encountered smoke and drink. It wasn't any drugs, but smoke and drink. And they got mad at me. They all got mad. We're trying to have fun. You're sitting here and you don't drink, you don't smoke. And I'll never forget it. And I forget, but I will remember the Thelma, the one person that came to comfort me. Because they are really yelling at me. You come here and of course, I'm married, so my husband's there. So, you know, I'm supposed to be there, I guess. That sadness that they sent through me has been a part of my life forever. Are you thinking about any time and ever that you might have hurt somebody else or that somebody might have hurt you and they don't know it and you don't know it? So many times, those people don't remember that. It was too small for them to be worried about. Besides, they were drunk anyway, huh? But when you think about, you'd say, oh, that's nothing, really, yeah, because I can go ahead and tell you about all the big operations I had and all of that. Yeah, that's Millie, too. That's filling my can of life. But so many things that's in our can is because we're here to learn it. We're here to learn about that. Make any sense? This isn't fun and games. This is real life. Then, we might scold somebody for or think how stupid they are for what they're doing, whatever it is, but it could be that they've walked a different path from you. Yes? And so what's the Bible say? Judge not, lest ye be judged. And the only one that can judge you is you. you, connected to God. All these are just, again, pages in my book that really mean nothing to in the eons of time. Oh, yes, it does. Every page in my book is very important, bringing me along. Are you looking at your book? Are you really paying attention to your book? You're writing it, and you're putting in there what it is that you need. If everybody knows me, my answering machine and me, we say, somebody will call me, and I don't say, I'll call you back. I say, you call me or I call you. I have suffered because I have forgot to call people back. I said I would, so I learned, didn't I? So you call me or I call you. We have to find ways to work out. We find ways to work out the little idiosyncrasies that we have, which is really digging in our can of life. Are you thinking about yourself? How much I love Jeannie and that piano. Not a soul here knows how well I used to play the piano, but I got my feelings hurt because I heard somebody out in the kitchen go, oh, every time she gets those wrong notes, it just really gets to me. They never knew. They wounded me. And I used to live on the piano. Now I can't. And if you give it up for a while, you can't just go back and pick it up again. You almost have to start all over to train your brain. Janie doesn't think what key she should be hitting. Her hands just go. Whoop, there it is. Right, Janie? But if you mess that up, you have to start back in ground zero. Is that making sense?
Yes.
Please, everybody, look at your life. You're building it. You're writing your book. Do you realize how important that is? Because you're going to be with you forever. Forever. I'm just sharing you my book. And most of you know my book already because I've talked so much through the years. I have nothing new to tell you probably. But getting invited to Japan and me turning it down for 6 years? No. I don't. Nothing. Until after about 6 years, Diana said, well, Mom, let's go. I'll go with you. I did not know until I went there that I was from World War II and the white flag with the red sun in the middle was danger. That's harikari of the Japanese. I fell in love with Japan. I can't think of a nicer place in the world than Japan. Tokyo. They killed me with kindness. They were so phenomenal. Each and every one of them, they couldn't say enough nice things, do enough nice things. They overwhelmed me with love. It erased the square flag with the red sun. I don't fear that anymore. Think about now what's going on in your life that you need to get back and have some help in getting it erased. And some of it we may not even remember well enough that we kind of think it was a tremendous happening, you know, when it really was not that big. So, a man know yourself, quoting the Bible again, aren't I? Quoting the Bible. Now, all of those take me along one pathway. Now, what else does this teach me? That my dad's shoulder joint was shot out from World War I, where the shell went through his shoulder and down out by his spine. And then when I married Bud all those years later, and you'll laugh about this, but you didn't see your husband nude or shirtless and any of that until after you were married. That was the old days. I understand it's not like that anymore. But anyhow, when he took his shirt off, he had the very same wound. Oh, and he had some help. He had better medical treatment. So he could move his shoulder. My dad never could. Now, what else does this do? Here I am. They're both gone for years now, but here I am with my shoulder joint gone. My left shoulder joint is gone. Is there any connection? What is this? Do we have a lot to think about? Is it much better to really cause yourself to think about you and what brought you from here to there? If we realize that we picked our parents, I believe that it'll cause us to have a lot more understanding with our parents. They were busy down here. We decided that we're going to move in with them and learn what we want and what we don't want. Man, know yourself. So next time, if you have a tendency to criticize somebody for what they did, maybe we'll take another look at it. Next time you go to criticize yourself for something, take another look. Let's see if we can't turn things around to see that. Bye, honey. Reese's mom, please, everybody, keep her in your heart. She's really ill. So if we pick our family for learning, then I picked my family for learning about nature, for honoring others for their thoughts, their deeds, and their actions, instead of being so critical, because I can always turn it back on myself, can't I? If there's anybody here who thinks they're perfect, take another look. Take another look. This life on earth is called a school, and we're here in school. What do you think? Now, do you think that just maybe I could have encouraged you to allow yourself to write your own book, but also be sure to read it? This life on earth is an opportunity, a tremendous opportunity. Let's not waste it.